Hi guys. So today I heard the most amazing story. My friend says that she was digging in her backyard and she found an actual unicorn horn.
What?
Yeah. It was gold with pink polka dots and it was as big as my arm. Can you imagine that? That's huge. So she says that we were going to sell it for like $5,000.
Really?
What do you think?
Are you sure about this?
What, you don't believe? You don't think I should buy it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
You know, it makes me kind of sad when people tell me things that aren't true. But I guess you're right. I'm sure she probably didn't find a unicorn.
At least not one that was.
Yeah, probably not. But do you know who you can count on to always tell you the truth? God. Yeah. He is the source of all truth because he knows all things. We can also trust that God does what he says he will do. He never changes and we can take his word as fact. Isn't that awesome? Dear God, thank you for this story, Lord. Thank you for this time that we get to learn more about you. I just pray that you would teach us more about your word, and thank you for being someone that we can always trust in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In the book of Acts, we can find out about what happened to the early church after Jesus ascended into heaven. We talked about last week, right? In the Holy Spirit. One important thing that happened at the beginning of Acts is God sent the Holy Spirit. Okay, I have a picture. And it kind of looked like this, dove kind of symbolizes the Holy Spirit, to live inside the believers. And the Holy Spirit unified all of the Christians. So now they were living in unity, like we talked about last week.
Yep. So today's part of the Big God story begins right after this time in history, when Peter and John were on their way to the temple to worship God. So this, I don't know if you can see it, but is a picture of somebody holding their hands up as they're praying. And in Acts 3, let's see what happened. It says, as they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate and the one called the Beautiful Gate so he could beg from the people and going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently and Peter said, "Look at us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. So this man had been disabled all his life. All the people knew him because they saw him every day. But that day, when Peter and John walked by him, God decided to change that man's life.
Yeah, I think we have a picture of that.
This one?
Perfect. So if we keep reading in verses 6-8, it says this. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you. I'll give you what I do have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then, walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. He didn't just get up and slowly start limping around. What did he do? That's right. He walked and jumped and praised God who healed him.
Yeah, when all the people saw this man jumping around, they were amazed. Right in front of their eyes was the truth of the power of God. God was going to use this miracle to speak truth into these people's lives. Many people came around to see what had happened, and soon there was a big, big crowd. How many of you get nervous in front of big crowds?
I know I do.
Yeah. Even so, right then, the Holy Spirit gave Peter boldness to start speaking the truth. So Peter told all the people about Jesus. Peter told them how Jesus had come to save them from their sins, how God raised him from the dead. And look with me at Acts 4, verse 13 through 14. It says, the members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. For they could see that they were not ordinary, that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures, but they also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing right among them, there was nothing the council could say. God is truth.
Peter and John had witnessed that Jesus is who he says he is. And now these people were witnessing a miracle because God always does what he says he'll do. We can trust him. What we experience God doing in our lives or in the lives of people around us becomes part of our testimony or our story of our relationship with God. So just like Peter shared, our testimonies give evidence from our own lives that God is truth.
The religious leaders listening to Peter didn't like what he was saying. They even put Peter and John in prison for the night. That's because the religious leaders taught people it was impossible for someone to come back from the dead. Even so, Peter and John spoke truth to that lie. They stood up for their faith. The religious leaders told Peter and John to stop telling people about Jesus, but they didn't. They refused to keep quiet and kept preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because they knew it's true. They knew God is truth.
Peter used scripture to back up what he was saying. Scripture, just like you and I find in our Bible today. The Bible, God's word, is always true. And the religious leaders didn't really know what to do. Keep reading with me here in Acts 4, verses 18 through 20. It says, so they called the apostles back in and commanded them to never again speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything that we've seen and heard. God's truth just can't be silenced. In fact, Peter and John inspired other believers to stand up for their faith and speak the truth of God as well.
Yeah, we can ask God to help us know his truth and live it out. The Holy Spirit guides us into truth. When we have the Holy Spirit giving us strength, when we are unified and with other believers, when we spend time with Jesus, and when we experience God in our lives, and we know that his word will have what we need to help us tell others God is truth.
That's right. Peter and John from today's story, they spent time with Jesus. They saw his miracles in their own life and in the lives of others. They knew that God is truth, and they couldn't help but tell other people about him. It wasn't always easy to speak the truth. They definitely needed the power of the Holy Spirit to give them courage to speak those words. But because they trusted God and obediently shared their story and God's truth, thousands of people began to believe in God that very day. So as the music plays, you can spend some time in prayer asking God to help you know his truth and to share his truth with other people around you. You can listen as God speaks his truth over you. This song will be full of truth. He loves you and he wants you to know who he is and who he created you to be. Let's do that now.
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree, his body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down. Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone, Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the we'll see you.
Okay, now it's time for the blessing. So if you guys could hold out your hands like this while we say the blessing over you. May your understanding of God's truth grow more and more, and may His truth lead you in every area of your life.